are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
West Virginia has a heartwarming baseball story, too. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The Mountaineers don't have nearly the history of the Diamond Heels, especially over the past 20 years, 12 of which have been under retiring head coach Randy Mazie. The 58-year-old Mazie, who coached East Carolina for three seasons, has a 541 and 423 career record as a head college coach. He said he wanted to spend more time with his wife and two children, a family that has had its share of heartbreak and delayed happiness. Having won only 12 of 40 games over their last 12 NCAA tournament appearances, the Mountaineers finished sixth in the Big 12 this season and were squarely on the bubble waiting for the at-large bids to come out. They got one and went to the Tucson Regional, where home team Arizona is always tough to beat. But West Virginia, 36-22, did not have to face the 13th-seeded Wildcats, who were sent to the loser's bracket by Grand Canyon, the team the Mountaineers beat twice after a victory over Dallas Baptist. So Mazie's last ball club in Morgantown did not face the kind of competition as the Tar Heels, who beat defending NCAA champion LSU twice to stay alive and host a Super Regional. But West Virginia does have a good pitching staff that could give Carolina trouble in the all-important first game of the best of three for a berth in the College World Series. Still, Carolina has to be a prohibitive favorite in its 11th Super Regional since 1989 and its second in the last 3 years. But this time, an underdog opponent comes to Boschma Stadium with something to prove and keep Mazie's coaching career alive. Mazie's story is one that also tugs at the heartstrings. In 2021, his son Weston suffered a fractured skull, a brain injury, and several broken bones after a full-speed collision with a teammate. Weston spent a week in intensive care, but recovered fully to play in high school and will in college. Randy and his wife Amanda teamed up with West Virginia's Super Bowl-winning quarterback Jeff Hostetler to raise $200,000 to support families of other children with serious injuries. Weston committed to West Virginia in the high school class of 2025. Mazie had to miss Weston's game in the West Virginia High School Tournament, and his family will be at the Bosch this weekend. Every college program has occasional tough stories about its former and current players, but Mazie leaving his current team will provide extra motivation that Carolina must match with its own goals to win another Super Regional and return to the CWS. I'm going to try as hard as I can to win the Super Regional so our players can experience the College World Series, said Mazie, who was an assistant on the TCU team that went to Omaha in 2010. You can't put into words what that feeling is like. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.